USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people are dead from violent storms that tear through Texas and Louisiana. As forecasters say, the storm system is now headed into the mid-Atlantic, still featuring strong winds, large hail, and a tornado risk, especially for portions of North Carolina and Virginia. It looks like the worst is over for a Chicago suburb, Beach Park, where people were told to shelter in place after a tractor-trailer crash caused an ammonia gas leak yesterday, but officials say they're still trying to account for everyone.
I want to be sure if somebody was sleeping with the windows open last night that they're safe.
That's a county sheriff's spokesman. Kyle Murray, the 2018 Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, the first athlete to ever be selected in the first rounds of the NFL and Major League Baseball drafts, the Arizona Cardinals made him the number one pick in the NFL draft last night. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
With a lot on his plate, President Trump's been quiet about the wall for a while lately, but he was speaking about it in an interview last night.
We've renovated a lot of wall already. A lot of the wall was, you know, I'm good at this stuff. That's what I do. And we renovated a lot. We had wall that was falling down, but structurally strong or can be strong. So we saved a lot of money. We renovated, we fixed it, and it's much quicker and, frankly, much less expensive.
That from Hannity on Fox News. Uber drivers are planning a 12-hour strike across several major cities to protest low pay and few benefits as the company is about to go public. Drivers say they're going to turn off their apps on May 8th. San Francisco area drivers will also stage a protest in front of the Uber headquarters. Organizers say drivers are not benefiting from the millions the company earns off its work. Remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A report says a U.S. official signed a pledge to pay North Korea $2 million for the hospital bill for American Otto Warmbier. The Washington Post says President Trump urged the official to sign the pledge, but it didn't say whether the bill was actually ever paid. Warmbier was comatose when he was returned to American custody in 2017, and he died several days after returning to the United States. Lawyers for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft will attempt today to convince a Florida judge to throw out videos that police say show Kraft paying for sex. Prosecutors say the videos shot on two separate occasions show the 77-year-old Kraft paying for sex at a massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida. Kraft's lawyers will argue that police violated his right to privacy when they secretly installed the video cameras at that spa near West Palm Beach. Kraft and more than two dozen other men are charged with soliciting prostitution. Today is National Pretzel Day. The twisted baked bread has been celebrated on April 26th since 2003, and a recent survey found 63% of Americans prefer salty pretzels. 54% like to dip their pretzels. And to celebrate, pretzel merchants nationwide are having some big, pretty cool specials today. And find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.